Job chapter 36. Elihu also proceeded, and said, Allow me a little, and I will show you that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. Because truly my words shall not be false, he who is perfect in knowledge is with you. Indeed, God is mighty, and does not despise any, he is mighty in strength and wisdom. He does not preserve the life of the wicked, but gives right to the poor. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous, but with kings they are on the throne. Yes, he establishes them forever, and they are exalted. And if they are bound in fetters, and are held in cords of affliction, then he shows them their work, and their sin that they have exceeded. He opens also their ears to discipline, and commands that they turn away from sin. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. But if they do not obey, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrites in heart heap up anger, they do not cry when he binds them. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. He delivers the poor in his affliction, and opens their ears in oppression. Even so he would have removed you out of the tight place into a broad place, where there is no constraint. And that which should be said and your table should be full of fatness. But you have fulfilled the judgment of the wicked, judgment and justice take hold on you. Because there is anger, beware lest he takes you away with his stroke, then a great ransom cannot deliver you. Will he esteem your riches? No, not gold, nor all the forces of strength. Do not desire the night, when people are cut off in their place. Take heed, do not regard sin. Because this you have chosen rather than affliction. Indeed, God exalts by his power, who teaches like him? Who has appointed to him his way? Or who can say, You have committed sin. Remember that you magnify his work, which men see. Every man may see it from far off. Indeed, God is great, and we do not know him, neither can the number of his years be searched out. Because he makes small the drops of water, they pour down rain according to its vapor, which the clouds drop and distill upon man abundantly. Also can any understand the spreading of the clouds, or the noise of his tabernacle? Indeed, he spreads his light upon it, and covers the bottom of the sea. Because by them he judges the people, he gives meat in abundance. With clouds he covers the light, and commands it not to shine by the cloud that comes between. The thunder declares it, the cattle also concerning the vapor.